There's a man patiently waiting to speak to me who I watch on the telly regularly, and it's Adam Hansen. Adam, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Adam, very successful programme, of course, Country File. We're heading towards a bank holiday weekend. The weather's looking a bit mixed, but there's the chance for the odd barbecue and the getting out and doing what we need to be doing. I suppose, like all things considered, a man who presents the likes of Country File, you would expect him to be beyond doing barbecues at the weekend. You're bound to be out enjoying the great May holiday outdoors.
Indeed, I am. I'll be working hard on the farm. All our ewes and lambs are out at grass now. We've got a place called the Cotswold Farm Park, so we invite visitors to the farm to have a look at all our lovely rare breeds of farm animals. But I will also be spending time with the family and with the friends, and hopefully getting out there with a barbecue.
Yeah, and are you a half decent cook? Because I see you rearing those wee animals. You don't butcher your own, do you?
I do indeed. Yes, I'm a very proud livestock farmer, and I spend a lot of time and energy and effort thinking about the way that we manage them and their husbandry. I see them born and I take them right through to when they go to slaughter, and I'm very proud of the product that we produce and very happy to eat my own meat off the farm.
Do you never feel an attachment to them? Because they do look like delightful animals when we see them on a Sunday evening.
I absolutely feel a complete attachment to them, and it isn't without emotion when the animals go to slaughter to produce the meat that we're growing them for. But what you have to remember is that the backbone of farming, the British countryside, the land that is grazed by animals and the food that we produce, they're there as part of our culture, part of the makeup of the countryside, and we need to be feeding ourselves well and capable of producing good quality food. And as long as it's traceable and safe and reared to really good standards, then I think we should be proud of all the meat that we produce.
This is important because meat comes from various countries and various places. And if we're going to stay healthy, we should be looking for meat that comes with a recommendation. How do we know what the best stuff is?
Well, a very good standard to look for is the red tractor with the Union Jack behind it. And that means that those farms where those products are grown and produced are carefully checked and audited by Red Tractor, which is a professional organisation auditing food. And not only do the animals have to be well cared for to very good standards, but it's also wholly traceable. So if you buy a leg of lamb in a supermarket, you can trace that right back to the farm it came from. So you need to look for the Red Tractor with a Union Jack behind it, and that'll give you confidence.
How big is your farm, Adam? Because it sounds to me, you know, it looks to me on the TV, if you were from Northern Ireland, you'd be one of the biggest farmers in any of our counties. It looks sprawling. It looks like one of those farms that has been part of your grandfather's generation, great grandfather's generation. Am I right, or is it just sold on TV as being bigger than it is?
The farm is 1,600 acres or 650 hectares. So
that's big.
It's a good size farm. We're tenants of the farm. My father took on the tenancy in 1962, and I succeeded that from him in 2002. And I now run the farm with my business partner. We're 50-50 across the business, and we work with very, key members of staff and good managers across all aspects of the business. But we also work with a neighbour in a joint venture farming operation. So our arable team is actually now covering about 4,000 acres. So it's a lot of land. Yeah,
it's an amazing amount of land, but I'm sort of breathing a sigh of relief that you don't technically own it. You need to be always remember the royal family don't that amount of land.
I'm afraid I don't own a single square foot of land. No, I'm been a tenant, brought up in a tenanted farmhouse as a boy, and I now live there with my wife and two children, and lived on a tenanted farm and worked on it all my life. But I treat it as if it's my own. I'm very proud to be a British farmer, very lucky and fortunate to be living and working in such a beautiful part of the country in the Cotswolds. And I genuinely, every day I wake up and I want to go to work.
Yeah, you're such a natural TV presenter. I know you entered some form of competition to become a TV presenter as a farmer, and you just the skill you bring to it, because I'm involved in TV here and I think to myself, that guy is such a natural. Do you have ambition to do other programmes?
Well, it's very lovely of you to say that. And yes, I'd love to branch out and do more stories about food and farming and the countryside. I really enjoy working for Countryfile, and they keep me very busy. I'm working for them filming on a Monday and Tuesday, and then in the studios every other Wednesday morning. And so that leaves me a little bit of time for the rest of the week to be working on the farm and in the business at home. And so I'm pretty busy already, but I'd love to branch out and do other things. But my family history is in the media. So my grandfather was a guy called Leslie Henson, who was a famous comedian and actor. And my dad used to do a bit of TV presenting as well, working with Johnny Morris on Animal Magic and Angela Rippon and Phil Drabble on a programme called In the Country. So I've sort of seen the cameras and coming to the farm.
Yeah, certainly in the blood. Was your grandfather in some of the episodes of Fawlty Towers?
And that was my uncle, my dad's brother. And yeah, he was the guy with the hairy chest and the medallions and had a woman locked in his bedroom and Fawlty was trying to catch him out. So my uncle Nicky has been in all sorts of films and dramas and West End plays and worked for the Royal Shakespeare Company, a very talented actor.
I knew there was some link between you and Fawlty. Adam, great speaking to you. It's a great programme you do, and thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Not at all. That is